Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello once again. It's that time of the week where we discuss matters pertaining to our health. Now, today we're talking about men's health, particularly testosterone and prostate screening. Men's health is often overlooked until something goes wrong, but many of the biggest risks facing men today are preventable or manageable if caught early. Now, two of the most important areas to pay attention to are testosterone levels and prostate health. Now, as you know, I am not the genius behind such topics. We've got Dr. Ilse Domingo on the line this afternoon to have a chat with me with regard to this particular topic. Dr. Domingo, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Luca. I'm very excited to discuss this important topic with you today.
Absolutely amazing. Now, let's start here, Dr. Domingo. What role does testosterone actually play in a man's overall health?
So testosterone is a very important hormone in the male body. Not only does it regulate the sex drive and healthy sperm production, but it also regulates bone density, muscle mass, and fat distribution. So in a male who has healthy testosterone, he should experience adequate libido and sperm production. He should have adequate muscle mass and bone density and strength as well, and then fat distribution. So testosterone prevents men from accumulating fat in the thigh areas and the stomach areas, and then it also affects a man's mood and energy levels overall.
Don't you cringe when we loosely use the terms testosterone, you know, on social media? Oh, you know, testosterone. And you're like, does she really understand what it is? Because I cringe and I'm like, I'm not sure if it really fits there.
Yeah. And these days with the age of social media, there's so much information available to everybody. Mm. And everybody's not aware on how to sieve through that information and make sure that the info they're getting is actually accurate.
That's very true. Now, what are the early warning signs of low testosterone that men tend to overlook or dismiss?
So the major signs would be feeling low in energy, feeling very fatigued, having a low mood, almost saying they could feel a little bit depressed, but they sort of brush it over because they feel like it's just tired from work and all those things. And then the more heavier signs are the low libido and erectile dysfunction. They may notice that they're losing muscle mass and gaining a little bit more weight in the stomach area and in the thighs. And then some will experience some hair loss as well.
Oh.
Some men may experience full-on depression, and that will be without them realizing that their testosterone is low. There have been some rare cases where we do see men develop breasts, which is the medical term for that is called gynecomastia. But fortunately, this is very rare.
Oh, okay. I'm actually sitting here thinking, you know, we'll also assume right now, oh, is that why some have breasts, you know, when they're big? But is it a weight factor, or is it just generally they'll develop breasts whether or not they're big?
It could be both. So it could be a weight factor, but it could also be a testosterone factor. So obviously, if it's both, that would be like a double whammy for them, unfortunately, but it could be both. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And how much of an impact do lifestyle factors like sleep, stress, diet, and exercise have on testosterone levels?
Yeah. So the simple answer here is, and might be the unfortunate answer for some, but all those factors are needed to maintain healthy testosterone production. So we need good sleep. We need a healthy, balanced diet with good proteins, healthy fats, and healthy carbs. Lots of exercise. And then one thing that I find men tend to struggle with a little bit more is stress management. It's important for them to have an outlet for their stress and know how to manage that, because that then in turn lowers their stress hormone, which will prevent the testosterone from dropping. Because when the stress hormone cortisol is high in the body, it causes the testosterone to drop. So for men, it's very important to know how to manage their stress.
Interesting, you should.
Yeah, so in short, all four of those are very important
It's interesting you
for
should
your
mention
testosterone.
that, because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, whoo, what will it really take to decrease their stress levels? Because I feel generally men just don't want to open up. They don't want to deal with such issues head on. Look, it's easy for them perhaps to exercise, but all these other things. I mean, the other day I was saying, you'll find a man exercising but still not taking care of their diet because, hey, I know I'm just going to lose that weight easily.
Yes, 100%. And unfortunately, like you say, men find it difficult to open up. So I'm in a fortunate position where sometimes I do tend to catch some of them who to just be an outlet for them to also speak. But because as much as they can go play paddle and go to the gym, they also need to talk about their feelings, which a lot of them don't feel comfortable doing. So I'm glad that these days there's less stigma attached to mental health and seeking help from counselors so that the men can know they are supported, you know, and there is room for them to speak up. Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of talk around testosterone therapy. When is it actually necessary, and when is it being overused?
So the reference ranges in the blood for testosterone is 9 to 13 millimoles per liter. So when we do a blood test, we'll get a reference range in that area. So I tend to assess on a case-to-case basis. So if I have a young male, his testosterone is maybe 9, and he's experiencing a reduced libido, I will definitely put him on some testosterone injections, even though he's still lower limit of normal. So it really just depends on what symptoms the patient is experiencing and where his levels are at. For some patients, they'll have a completely normal testosterone level, and then I will know the libido might be something psychological, or it might be something related to their cardiovascular health or hypertension or things like that. In terms of the overuse, I think it's overused when there's performance enhancements. So a lot of the anabolic steroids that men use when they tend to go to gym, so that tends to shoot up the testosterone levels. And then also, it's so easy these days to get all these over-the-counter health products that really, they don't get to see that information in addition to their doctor's advice regarding this product. So I find that that makes it a little bit tricky because people ingest supplements that they don't really know what's going to happen in their bodies when they do use them.
And let's say, Doc, perhaps for somebody that hasn't even gotten to a point, like you're saying, of taking these, supplements and whatnot, a much younger person, is it a regular thing that you guys test for testosterone, or are there certain factors that inform whether or not you should actually test these levels and advise?
So we don't test them regularly. No, they're not part of our baseline screenings, but I have found a lot of young men, and I think it's mostly the ones who tend to go to gym, a lot of them do come in and then they just want to find out what their testosterone levels are like. I do find that it's necessary in my older patients, especially when there is complaints of low libido or erectile dysfunction, then we test that.
Oh, makes sense. Now, shifting to prostate health, Doc, why is prostate screening so important?
So the prostate gland is a very important gland in the body because it protects the sperm and it nourishes the sperm. And prostate screening is normally recommended for men from the age of 40. So a lot of men will be relieved to hear that. The only time we test before 40 is when there's a strong family history of prostate cancer. So if your father's had it or your grandfather's had it. But other than that, we just do a test from a screening from the age of 40.
Oh, makes sense. And how regularly? I'm actually thinking of it from, with us and breast cancer and the likes and cervical cancer, they always do like checks every 3 years or so. How regularly thereafter would they need to have these tests?
So for men, they have to check their prostate. So every year.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And what are the symptoms of prostate issues that men should never ignore?
So the important symptoms to never ignore, when they've experienced that they're passing urine frequently at night. So they're used to waking up once a night and now suddenly they go to the bathroom three times a night. That's a symptom. Then also finding that the urine stream is not as strong as it used to be before. So they find that they have to push a little bit harder to get it out. That's also a symptom. Another one is the sudden urge to just go and urinate. But then it's just a small little bit of urine that comes out.
Oh.
A lot of men may also experience that they'll go to the bathroom, but when they are done, there's the sensation that the bladder isn't completely empty. Or they may notice that a little few droplets came out into their underwear. So that can be a sign of an enlarged prostate.
Hmm. Okay. And can you walk us through what actually happens during screening?
So during screening, we normally ask about the symptoms. So we ask, is there a family history, whether it's grandfather or father? We ask whether they've ever had it tested before. And we also ask about the symptoms to give us an idea what to expect. Generally, the overall opinion is that a blood test is enough to screen for an enlarged prostate. That is not correct. So you do need the physical finger test. And you do need the blood test. So the physical finger test involves the doctor inserting their finger into the anus to feel for the size of the prostate. And then that way they can also feel for lumps and bumps on the prostate, which also is very important to note. And then we do the blood test. So both of those need to happen.
Hmm. Is that not,
do a screening.
Is that not why perhaps a lot of men try and shy away from it? Because perhaps they feel it's invasive?
100%. I've found many of them who come to me and say, "Doc, I don't want the finger test, rather do the blood test." And from a GP perspective, a lot of my patients I've known for years. So I find if they are more comfortable going to the urologist for that part, then I let them do that. Because I think once patients realize that it's time to see the urologist now, they tend to feel like, okay, this is probably serious.
Yeah.
I should let to put their finger there. But most of the time, fortunately, they are allowed to say no when they don't feel comfortable.
Makes sense. And if you could give men one piece of advice to protect both their hormone health and prostate health long term, what would it be?
So I would definitely say seek medical attention when you suspect low testosterone or prostate issues. Definitely refrain from over-the-counter products without your doctor's approval. And it's funny because all these products normally state somewhere in small print, it will say, discuss with your doctor before using. People don't always do that. So that's also very important. And then most importantly, healthy diet, getting good sleep. I cannot stress good sleep enough. Exercising and adequately managing stress levels.
Just at the top of my head, I'm sitting here, Doc, and I'm thinking oftentimes, and I've heard a lot of women that have survived any form of cancer actually say, they're always advised not to have children thereafter because of, I don't know, some tissue mutation and whatnot. Is it the same with men as well? Does it affect their chances of having children? Yes, no?
Cancer in which part of the body?
Prostate cancer with men in particular, because usually I've heard it, like I remember a lady who had breast cancer and I think eventually her breast was removed. She's sharing a testimony of how, she was advised against having children in future. And that was a shocker for me. That was quite a shocker. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So the prostate sits around the urine pipe and it secretes some fluid into the sperm. Mm. So if there is prostate cancer, they would just have to, depending on what type of treatment the patient experiences, because the chemotherapy tends to break down all of the cells basically.
Okay.
So for a while, that semen would probably not be the best quality when the patient is on chemotherapy. But I feel like if they do want to conceive afterwards, then testing the semen would be the best.
So if any man has probably had history of prostate cancer and are looking to have children, your advice would be go and get tested first.
Absolutely. Like it's best to do sperm testing to test quality. Yeah.
But it's not all hope gone, right?
Not all. I can never say it's all hope gone, but definitely it's always better to do it with a medical professional to know exactly where you stand.
Absolutely. I must say, this was really informative. First time for me as well, having to really get into the detail and understand what prostate cancer is, you know, because we always focus mostly on the things we know on the female side, the breast cancer, the cervical cancers and all that. But hardly do we have these conversations. So thank you so much. That was really eye-opening.
I'm so happy to hear that. I am, as much as I'm a fan of women's health, I do care about men's health as well. And it's always lovely to create that space for men as well. Because we want a safe space for women, we want that safe space for men as well.
Ah, you are my G. And I'll tell you that because I always say we empower each other as women so much, but not to actually cohabit and live with men who are empowered. You know, we do it at the cost of men. And at the end of the day, we're up there and they're down here. What does it really help? How does it really help us?
100%. So the same way we asking men to always protect our women, we need to, as women, protect our men as well.
Absolutely love it. Dr. Domingo, thank you so much. Until next time, have a lovely afternoon further.
Thank you so much, Luco. Have a good afternoon.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.